The Stark County Grand Jury has indicted a man on an attempted murder charge. 29-year-old Marcalo Richardson of Canton also is charged with felonious assault and gun specifications. They stem from a January 4th shooting in Canton. Richardson allegedly shot 37-year-old Devone Spencer three times at a gas station on Mahoning Road Northeast. He also is accused of leading police on a brief chase after they attempted to pull him over for a traffic stop prior to his arrest the following morning. Richardson's attorney entered a not guilty plea on his behalf Wednesday in Common Pleas Court. He's being held in the county jail on $1 million bond. A teenager is dead following an accidental shooting in Alliance. Police were called to a home on East Ely Street around 11:45 Wednesday night. A 17-year-old boy reportedly was with friends inside the residence while playing with a handgun. Police say the firearm went off and the teen was struck in the head. He was taken to Mercy Hospital, where he later died from his injuries. His name has not been released. The incident is under investigation. Efforts to promote safe and stable housing are getting some assistance from the state. The Ohio Department of Development announced $10.6 million in grants. They are made possible by the Supportive Housing Program, and all 32 nonprofit and government agencies are receiving funds to provide supportive services and housing to homeless people and families. Alliance for Children and Families is receiving $654,000 to operate three permanent supportive housing projects in Stark County, serving 37 households. $319,000 is going to ICANN to provide permanent supportive housing for 85 households. Stark Metropolitan Housing is receiving $281,000 to make permanent supportive housing a reality for 44 households. A nonprofit organization that provides a home for birds of prey and other animals that cannot be released back into the wild is on the move. Raptor Hollow Sanctuary is located at Beach Creek Botanical Gardens in Washington Township. Their lease with Beach Creek ends in May. Officials plan to relocate Raptor Hollow to Butler Rodman Park in Alliance. They're working with city officials on a proposed lease agreement. The first phase of the roughly $350,000 relocation includes a welcome center, animal housing, and exhibits on trails. The second phase involves an indoor amphitheater expansion, trail, and boardwalk. Construction is scheduled to begin in April. A fundraising campaign is underway. Raptor Hollow also promotes wildlife conservation and provides educational programming. Salem City Council revisits the possible construction of a marijuana dispensary in the city. The topic was discussed by lawmakers during Tuesday's meeting. Councilman Ron Zellers said when the decision was made not to reverse the city's moratorium on issuing permits for a recreational marijuana facility, council agreed to look into the issue as a possible revenue stream. He believes the time for those talks is now. According to the Salem News, Law Director Brooke Zellers said legislation has been introduced at the state level, which could potentially cap the number of dispensaries in Ohio at 350. She says the state is fast approaching that limit. Brooke Zellers will attempt to meet with a representative of the Office of Marijuana Control to discuss the possibility with council. The Highway Patrol has taken over the investigation of a fatal officer-involved shooting near East Liverpool. The Ohio BCI initially was looking into the January 22nd incident in St. Clair Township. The agency returned the case to Township Police, citing a potential conflict of interest. Police then referred the matter to the patrol. Officers shot and killed 30-year-old Joseph Como of Wellsville after he allegedly opened fire on them. A 4-year-old girl inside a nearby business died after being struck by a bullet. One officer was seriously injured and continues to recover in a Pittsburgh hospital. A man faces charges after McDonald police say he fought with officers when they tried to arrest him for burglary. Police were called Tuesday morning about a possible burglary on Hayes Avenue. One of the officers was not answering his radio, but dispatchers could hear yelling. When additional officers responded to the scene, they found the officer struggling with 35-year-old Jesse Pace. He had been tased multiple times to no effect. Multiple officers handcuffed Pace and carried him out of the home. He allegedly kicked them, screamed racial slurs, threatened to harm them, and spit in one officer's face. Pace is charged with burglary, assault, harassment, violation of a protection order, and resisting arrest. A pretrial hearing is set for Monday. Warren police are investigating after a man was found dead Monday night. Officers were called to a wooded area near Raiders Path Southwest. The man was later identified as 21-year-old Kawan Watson. Police are treating his death as a homicide. Former Trumbull County Commissioner Nikki Frenchko is accused of hitting a fellow official of the county's Republican Party with a lemon. Howland police say officials were at a party meeting Tuesday when Frenchko reportedly interrupted Marlia Campbell. Campbell told Frenchko to be quiet, and Frenchko allegedly threw two lemons. One struck Campbell, who was not hurt. Frenchko denied the accusations. Campbell says she will not file charges. A man has been indicted on an aggravated arson charge resulting from a Ravenna house fire. The Portage County Grand Jury charged 23-year-old Christopher Grabsky of Ravenna. A warrant was issued for his arrest. Firefighters responded to an East Cedar Avenue address in February 2024. A mattress in a second-floor bedroom was on fire. Police say a man matching Grabsky's description was seen in a security video walking up to the house and going to the back. A light believed to be the blaze was spotted in the bedroom window. The owner had recently told police to remove Grabsky from the property. Police say he later admitted to setting the fire, but didn't believe it would cause much damage. Investigators say a woman who had been staying in the house was not involved. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.